Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artists. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, along with my co-host and fan co-host, Mike Reynolds and Miss Anita Ross. Hello, guys. How are you?
I'm good, Terry. How are you, Mike? Mike?
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I'm right here.
Yeah, it's a basketball game, Mike.
No, that was Andre.
TV off.
No,
oh, okay.
Andre just called me, so he'll be calling in any second.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome to the chat room, Miss Anisha, Bonnie Fan Carol. We have a guest from the UK. Welcome. And Jazzy Chick. Welcome all to the chat room. If you would like to join us in the chat room, go to talkingsmoothjazz.com/home. That will bypass the flash page. Go to the radio show page and then click on the play chat button underneath the Andre Delano show. You can also give us a call at 646-716-5485 if you would like to speak to Mr. Delano. Before I bring Andre on, I just want to mention that one of my fellow Blog Talk Radio co-hosts, Cress O'Neill, had a minor heart attack this past Saturday. So we just want to send up prayers and our thoughts to her and her family and wish Cress a speedy recovery. She hosts Jazzing Them Up with Cress O'Neill here on Blog Talk Radio. So please go to her Facebook page and send her well wishes, and we hope that she will be back soon. All right, let's bring on our guest, Mr. Andre Delano. Andre, welcome back to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you. How are you doing, Terry?
Doing well. Andre has been coined the new face of smooth jazz. His music has been described as smooth, a new genre encompassing an appeal to smooth jazz, R&B, and urban AC. His music has received rave reviews from the LA Times, Dave Koz, Jazz Times, Smooth Jazz News, ContemporaryJazz.com, and Music Connection. His latest CD is called My So Fine. And this is part two of our October 23rd interview with Andre because we just ran out of time. We did not have enough time to talk to Andre and play enough music. So I asked him to come back on for part two, and he agreed. So thank you so much, Andre.
Oh, no problem. It was fun last time, right?
Yes, almost definitely. Yeah. That hour seemed like 30 minutes. It just went by so fast.
I know. That's crazy.
We're glad to have you back. Thank you so much. So
no
I'm
problem.
Going to let Anita start with her question.
Oh, well,
okay, no
hi,
problem.
Andre. How are you doing?
Hey, Anita. How you doing? I'm good.
I'm good, honey. Okay, ooh, I'm trying to figure out where we left off, but I'll just jump in here with, tell us about your touring with Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie, it's funny, I had an audition, this was 2 years ago now, it was a video audition, myself and another sax player went in, and Ricky Minor, who is the guy, he's like a contractor, you see him on American Idol, I mean, pretty much a lot of the award shows, he will do the contract and put the band together, and he's the musical director. So he called me in to audition, and of course I did, via videotape, and they sent the tape in to Lionel. And I guess it was about maybe a week or two later, I got a call telling me to pack my bags and we're going to Amsterdam. So actually in Holland, so the, my very first show was the taping of this really, really big concert series called Sinfonica in Rosa, which means Sinfonica in Red, basically. And they've had everyone from Diana Ross to Elton John, and of course, so this year Lionel was the feature. Well, it was last year actually, but Lionel was the feature, and it was my first show, so I had to go in there and act like I've been in the band for the last 10 years, and I hadn't even met him yet. So, you know, we actually had several rehearsals with this big orchestra, and there was dancers, and it was just, it was quite overwhelming, actually, because it was, like I said, it was my first show. And the thing about Lionel, he wants you to come on stage and, you know, he wants you to be a showman. It's not just enough just to play the part or just to, you know, sound good on the instrument. You have to act like, okay, you know, you've been doing this, like I said, for the last 15 years. So that was a big challenge for me, but we pulled it off. And actually, they made a DVD of it. So if you type in Sinfonica in Rosso, R-O-S-S-O, and you put in Lionel Richie, it'll come up, and I'm on the DVD, and I did a very good acting job, because I didn't know him at all. But I had to act like
him.
Wow.
Yeah, now, and that leads me into my question with you and Lionel Richie with President Clinton.
Okay.
Tell us about that event. I think it's called the where you and Lionel met Bill Clinton, and he was checking out your saxophone.
Yeah, this was in Nigeria, actually, and
right,
it was a big conference, and Bill Clinton had just spoke on the mic, you know, to the audience, and he was on stage actually when we got there. And so I was, you know, I was taking out my sax, I was warming up, and I was kind of in the corner playing, and all the dignitaries kind of end up coming over to say hi to Lionel. There was an Africa ambassador, I believe he was actually from Nigeria. There was Lionel Richie, and then Bill Clinton came over, and so I walked over to say hi because, you know, we were all going to take like a group photo, and Bill just grabbed my horn, and it was like, excuse me, sir, this is my saxophone, thank you. So he grabs my horn, and he's looking at it, he's asking questions about it, because at the time I was endorsing this company, and he had never heard of the company before, so he was very intrigued by it, because it was a different kind of design and stuff like that. So he pretty much did everything but play it, really, because he really, really inspected it. As you can see from the photo, it looks like he's really checking it out. But it was really cool because, I mean, he's a musician himself and just real cool, real down to earth. So it was really a highlight for me to meet him and to have him check out my sax.
Yes, he's another great saxophonist. That man can blow a sax. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So,
wow.
But yeah, that was an honor.
Okay. Now, you have recorded and toured with Maxwell. Jeff Lovett, mm-hmm. Doc Powell, and Bobby Lau, but you've also toured with the Osmonds. Now, tell me about this one.
Well, I, this was right after the show. I did a television show. I don't know if you remember. Her name is Megan Mullally. She played Karen on Will and Grace. Remember the sitcom Will and Grace that ran for a while? She was on that show. She was. Karen, she was, you know, she was really funny on the show, and she had her own spinoff talk show, and I was in the band for that show, and it lasted around about 5 months, I guess, and the guitar player of that group, once the show wrapped, he got a call to play with Johnny Osmond, and he called me up, and it was so funny. I remember when he was telling me about it, he was like, "Now, I'm not going to tell you who this guy is, but he was a teen sensation. He's very, very, very well known. We're going to start off touring in the UK, and he's also a great family man. So he has very, very great values." So I'm thinking, who is this? You know, I mean, what? Who is this cat? I mean, I had no clue. Sounds like a cross between Michael Jackson and the Pope. So I didn't know who he was. So anyway. You know, he finally told me, and I went to the rehearsal, and I start, you know, start really learning the music and really getting into it. And when I met Donny Osmond, I was just blown away. And not because of his history, but just because of, I mean, he is the most down to earth guy you ever want to meet in your life. I mean, I remember on the tour, he and I would sit at the front of the bus and just have hour long conversations, just about the business, just about life in general. And you know, I've been on some tours with some artists where they don't even come on the band bus. It's like they have their own bus, and, mm-hmm. and you know, you have to set an appointment to go on their bus. And you know, once they finish with the show, they're done, they're leaving, and you don't see them to the next show. This guy, we were sitting right next to each other, you know, chopping it up, you know, driving down a dark highway in the UK. So it was quite an experience. And to this day, he's one of my favorite people. You know, he's doing a show with his sister Marie, and in Vegas right now at the Flamingo. And every time I go to Vegas, you know, I call him up. I go and check out the show. And you know, he's just a warm, really warm guy, and just a really great person. So, you know, I was really honored to be on that tour and have a chance to really get to know him.
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Definitely. Now, Andre, unless you've toured with Donny Osmond, Maxwell, and Lionel Richie, now you've created a niche for yourself in this market, which will be actually called another thing besides contemporary jazz, smooth jazz. You've created what they're now calling smooth soul. Now, how do you feel about that, with you being a singer and a saxophonist, having created this another medium for you to kind of go? Because you can release a whole CD with just singing or just straight up instrumental saxophone, but you mix it together very, very well. And how do you feel about being one of the artists out here that can play and sing the way that you do?
You know, I'm humbled actually by that, because I never really thought of myself as a singer, to be honest with you. I'm more of a storyteller. I love writing. Even in school, I loved journaling, and I'm not gonna admit to ever writing in a diary. Of course, I wouldn't do that. but I did journal. That's the male way of saying that you had a diary. I journaled. And so I always enjoyed that. I always loved essays in school and literature and stuff like that. And writing lyrics really has always been a passion of mine, even though I would never sing the lyrics. I would write them out, or I would write a poem or something like that. So when I wrote Full Circle, which was really the first solo song that I've really ever sang lead on, and it was designed for the first CD, after I wrote the song, I thought about a couple people I could get to sing it. You know, I thought about Maxwell. I have a very good friend named Terrell, who is an amazing vocalist. And I've kind of grown up with all these incredible singers around me. So I didn't really even think twice about singing it myself until Terrell was in the studio with me, and he listened to the words, and he saw how deep the words were, and that the song was really a testimony of my life. It really kind of describes my life to a T. He was like, "Dre, I can't sing this." I was like, "What's wrong? Is it too high? Do I need to lower the key?" He was like, "No, it's not that." He's like, "Bro, you got to sing this," you know. And that was really the first revelation where I was like, "Okay, I guess I'm gonna have to step into this realm." But as far as, you know, doing both, I can only really go by what people who come to my shows, they tell me that it's like a breath of fresh air. I mean, because, you know, some people just play and some people just sing, but to be able to merge them together, you know, it really just provides for a very entertaining night, and people, you know, they get to trade off on. You know, some people, it's so funny, some people like the singing better, some people like the sax better. To me, I'm just, you know, thankful to be received in the way that I'm being received, and it's just a really heartwarming feeling to me. So I'm just appreciative of it all.
Mm. All right. Ms. Anita, do you have another question?
Sure. Andre, since you've played with a lot of great artists, who else is on your wish list to play with?
Great question. You know,
Take your time, honey.
I'm speechless right now. I love Beyonce, okay? I really love Beyonce, but I don't find a lot of saxophone in Beyonce's music unless Jay-Z is doing a rap on it and they put the horn sections on it. But, you know, Phil Collins, I mean, it's just a lot of people out there that, you know, that I consider great. So it's weird. I never really set my sights on who I want to play with per se. I just really set my sights on just providing the best music that I can possibly provide, and wherever that takes me, because it's really taken me places that I never could have even dreamed of. You know, I've been all over the world several times, and I'm blown away by what music can do. So I'm just open. I'm really open to the next experience that music has in store, and wherever that is, and with you know, be it myself as a solo artist or with you know these amazing artists that are already out there, I'm really quite content. So I'm good, as they say.
Okay.
Well,
yes, you are.
I have to say that you have a very nice voice. I love your voice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.
And you play the saxophone well too, but it's the voice that really I enjoy hearing you sing. So okay. I'm going to get into some music from the CD. Andre's CD is called My So Fine. So let's tell us a little bit about the CD, and then I'm going to play a song that Anita requested.
Oh, okay. Wonder what that is. this CD, you know, is 14 original songs, and actually Full Circle is 11 original songs. And I remember talking to Kevin Tony. I'll make this quick, but I was talking to Kevin Tony because I was getting a lot of flack about all these original songs, and you would think it would be the opposite, right, that I would be getting flack if I was an artist that did all cover songs, and they would say, well, can't you write any of your own music? It was actually the reverse for me. People were going, why don't you do cover songs? Why don't you do songs that people know and get out there that way? And, you know, my lyrics really said the best. It says, some people get it on the first go. I got to go full circle. And it's not because I'm not a victim, and I'm not saying that going full circle is something bad for me. It's something I actually choose to do. I choose to go full circle, and I choose to, you know, set a precedent where when people come to my show, they're coming and they're getting Andre Delano. You're not getting Earth, Wind & Fire. You're not getting Luther Vandross. You're getting me. And for those people who come to my shows and they know the lyrics, like Anita, and they know and they get a feel for where the songs come from, that means more to me than playing other people's music for the remainder of the night. You know what I mean? I really get into the audience getting it to me. So it's really a relationship. So this CD, My So Fine, is a journey, and my challenge on this CD was just to find out how sexy the saxophone can be, and the vocal songs on the CD, they really, really do complement the mood of the saxophone song. So, you know, it's a sensual ride. That's what it is.
Now, Anita requested track number 5, More Than Words Can Say.
Okay.
Tell me about this one.
If I couldn't speak, if I couldn't communicate verbally, More Than Words Can Say is the way I would communicate. It's the way I would express my feelings, express love. Because the reason there's no vocals in that song is because they're not necessary. It's all about the feeling that you get from the music and from the saxophone. So that's what More Than Words Can Say is.
All right, from Andre Delano's My So Fine CD, this is More Than Words Can Say.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. More than words can say.
You know what?
Mr. Nita, why do you like this song?
I'm sorry, what's wrong with that, Terry?
I was just going to say, why do you like this song?
Because it's just, it's simply beautiful. And like Andre said, it has no words, but it has so much meaning when you just listen to it and you feel everything just oozing out. It is just, it is just the perfect love song.
Now, let me tell you something funny. Let me tell you something really funny. I am very surprised that Anita chose that song, because Anita was, I met Anita on the cruise this year, the Smooth Jazz Cruise. And she walked up to me and she said, you know what? She said, your voice, your voice. And she said, you know, that saxophone stuff, that's cool, that's okay. But your voice, So for her to choose that, you surprised me, Anita.
She put me on blast.
Man, he,
of course.
Thank you, Andre.
Yeah, come on with it.
I said those exact words. I'm surprised you remember.
Of course I do. Because as a matter of fact, I thought about you when I said, well, you know, some people like, you know, my singing, some people like the sax, you know, and you were in that category of people who like the singing.
I remembered your singing when I saw you 4 years prior, because you had that distinctive voice. Your sax playing was cool, but I remembered that voice. It was just, it was beautiful. It still is.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. Okay. I'm getting better at saxophone, y'all. That's what Anita is saying. Thank you.
Yes,
saxophone
he is.
God. The saxophone guys are starting to smile on me. Thank you.
Now, Andre, now you had a track called Funk Born that was featured in the Diamond Chrysler Jeep commercial. Now, how was that to hear your song on a commercial? I mean, you like, hey, that's me. What was your reaction when you heard it?
Dude, that was the coolest thing. But the even more cooler thing was the fact that how it happened. I do acting as well, right? So I was actually I'm like a Jamaican. I have like, you know, I have 15 jobs, and you know I try and do them all well, but sometimes I just don't make it. But this particular time I actually booked a commercial with Diamond Chrysler. And it was like a band scene, and of course I was playing sax in the band. That was very difficult to do, but I pulled it off. But anyway, and I asked the director if he had any music for the spot, and he said no, not yet. He was like, you have anything to submit? So I gave him the Full Circle CD, and he actually did not use the Funk Born for the song for the commercial that I was in. They used it for another one. It was a graduation commercial, and they used my song for that one. So it was really the best of both worlds, because I was acting in one, and then I was my music was featured in another one. So I actually had two commercials running at the same time. So that was really, really cool.
Wow. Now, what else have you acted in? Will we know what show,
well,
or
I don't,
have
I,
they all
I
just
don't,
been commercial?
No, but I don't know if I want to say.
Yes, she did.
Come on.
There's a whole family here. You could share.
Yeah, us and all the people listening. Yeah, right. there's a movie out. Well, I'm not even sure if it's out anymore. It's a B movie, but I actually had a leading role in it, and it was called Indigo Hearts, and I think if you did a search on it, you could probably find it. And I had a couple of love things, and no porno though, no porn. Just to let people know.
Oh no,
no.
There was no porn, but.
Indigo.
So you get a chance to see a totally different side of Andre Delano. Actually, my name was Antonio. My character was Antonio. But it was fun. It was fun for me, and acting really for me is a big hobby of mine. When I would be on the road with Maxwell, when I would get off the road, I would actually go and into acting classes, because you know it's really cool, because you know you can just become someone else, and you can really get into your character and stuff like that. And it's really, for me, it's like a branch off of the music stuff too, because when I'm on stage, I'm doing nothing but acting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You remember in Sacramento, Anita, when the girl was a little bit too touchy.
Which one?
Yeah, her.
Oh, she wanted to.
That one, yes.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that was acting. Yeah.
Well, that was kind of a repeat of The Cruise.
Well, that was, no, in Sacramento it was a bit worse.
Oh, do you think?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, I know where I was touched. So, yeah.
TMI.
Yeah. But it's all good. It's all good. It's all a part of the show. All a part of the show.
Wow. All right, well, we are talking to saxophonist Andre Delano. His current CD is called My So Fine. If you would like to speak with Andre, please give us a call at 646-716-5485. Chat room, I'm also taking questions from you. So if you have a question, please post it in the chat room. I want to play another song, and this one, track number eight, the JSU Jam. Tell us about this.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's so funny. I just got back from Jackson State. I went to homecoming. So, if, you know, if any JSU, any of my JSU people are listening, this is for you. Because I, you know, any historically black college and university, I mean, it's just it's a family, basically. And you know, you really, around football season, you really get it because, you know, there's such a spirit around the school and at the games, everybody is rooting for their team. And it's unlike anything I'd ever seen, I mean, coming from the Midwest. And on this CD, I really wanted to pay homage to the school. And I did something a bit different. Instead of just getting, you know, a bass player and a regular rhythm section for the song, I went a step further. And I had auditions in Jackson for tuba players because I wanted to feature a tuba player from the Sonic Boom of the South. That's the name of the marching band at Jackson State University, Sonic Boom of the South. So I went down, and actually this whole audition process is on YouTube if you look up Andre Delano and I think Jackson State or JSU. So I went down, and I found this guy named Tremarius Sanders. He was a Sigma in the fraternity, the Sigmas. Came into the audition with his glasses on and with his tuba leaned out to the left. I'm like, okay, who is this cat, right? But when he started playing and dancing at the same time, you know, with a big tuba. That's not easy to do. And he blew me away. And so he's actually featured on JSU Jam and also the voice of the Sonic Boom, I mean, for the last, my God, what, 30-plus years. He was the chairman of the music department. His name is Jimmy James, Dr. Jimmy James. And we captured his voice on the recording. And basically what he's doing on the recording is what he would do at the games. He would announce, like, you know, when the band was going to come up. He would tell the songs that they were playing. He would say, you know, say stuff like, oh, watch out, here's the Tootsie Roll. I mean, he would do stuff like that, like when they were dancing and stuff like that. So, you know, you get a little taste of that on the song as well, JSU Jam.
Okay, before I play that, I want to let you know that Black Coffee in the chat room found the link to the movie Indigo Hearts.
Oh, my God.
It is www.rojackfilms.com, and that's rojakfilms.com/Indigo1. So if you want to see Andre perform, see his performance in this movie, that's where you will find Indigo Hart.
That is terrible. What's her name?
Her name
wow.
is Black Coffee.
Black Coffee.
I love them.
Yeah.
Thank you, Black Coffee.
Those are the kind
I
of
love
hands
my
we have,
Chatters. That's
oh,
right.
Those are the
that's
kind of
right.
My goodness.
You know what? Nothing is off limits, is it? If it's out there, people will find it, won't they?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
That's true.
That's right. Indigo Hearts is on rojackfilms.com. Look that up. All right. Here is JSU Jam.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jackson State University proudly presents the quintessence of contemporary sound and maneuver, the summa cum laude band, the Sonic Boom of the South. Thank you. Trio, the Apex, the epitome of excellence, saxophonist Andre Delano. Seatbelts and hold on tight. From the super section of the Sonic Boom Duval, Tamaris Sanders. Of excellence, the compendium of pretension, ostentatious, pompous, and palatial variety, the most astonishing, gargantuan, prodigious, stupendous, savory, and palatable aggregation, representing the age of the electronic and computerized musical explosion. Observe the quickness, the eccentricity, and the aggressive.
JSU Jam from Andre Delano's Not So Fine CD.
You heard them big words at the end.
You know, I wasn't going to say anything, but he reminded me of In Living Color. Damon Wayans, when he used to play the role when he was in prison. That's what it reminded me of.
Oh, that would be funny. Go ahead.
I want you to know that Anisha found the movie on Amazon.com, Indigo Hearts. So if you want to buy the movie, it is on Amazon.com.
There it is. This is terrible.
It's available on Amazon.com, Indigo Hearts.
Okay. All right. You really do. Just watch the trailer. I think I'm in the trailer. buy the CD and watch the trailer. Just buy the CD, watch the trailer of the movie.
No, I'm buying a whole movie.
That's funny. You know,
Mike,
I get killed in the movie too. I just remember that. I get killed in the movie, guys. So it's not pretty.
You do not.
No, I'm
serious.
Yeah, I get killed
in the beginning.
No. Right. In the beginning credits, yeah. No. But towards the end, yeah.
Okay.
Aww.
I'm still getting
spoilers.
Yeah, I shouldn't tell you.
Okay.
I'm trying to deter you from getting it.
No, I'm still getting it.
And some people out there like, oh, you could kill? Yeah, I'm definitely getting it now. Yeah. We want that.
Too late.
No.
Okay. Mike, do you have a question?
No, I'm just tripping off everybody sounding this movie and sounding the soundtrack and everything. So
crazy is that, right?
It's yes.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
the
cool thing about that though is that I think people like seeing sides of artists that are not typical. You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
I mean, because most artists try to portray this thing of when I'm so serious about my music, and you know, every thought I have is a musical note actually, and I just, you know, I just feel the music, and it exudes out of me, and I mean, come on. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think there's so many dimensions to people, and so many. Really, for me, It's a lot to me. It's just not one way. I mean, I'm crazy. I can be serious. I can be intense. But I like having fun. I like laughing. I mean, you should have seen me at Jackson State at the homecoming. You know, I had a ball. You know, so I just really think people are diving into finding this movie because it's, you know, of course, it has nothing to do with music at all. It's just me being someone else, really. So, yeah, my interpretation. My interpretation
of
Antonio.
Real fast, I'm going to jump on what you just said and say that's the way that we do the show as well, Andre. We could do the show, you know, real proper, politically correct,
yeah.
And you know, ask just real dry questions, and you can give us a real dry answer back. But we want to,
yeah,
you know, let the fans know that you guys do have a different side of you, personality-wise, sense of humor, things like that. So that's why the way the show is made is just for you guys to just come on and be yourselves, not be,
yeah,
you know, so dry and flat. And well, yes, I have you know, this person on my CD, and you guys go ahead and buy in this, that, and the other. No, we want you guys like to come on, have a good time, and you know, just, you know, joke around with us and everything. So like I said, that's what people want to see. They want to see the real you. So,
well, let me tell you, for the people out there who know me, I can't be anything but really. I'm just. I don't know. Would you classify me as crazy, Anita? No.
Well,
a little bit off,
fine.
A little bit touched. I'm a bit touched, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but you're special. Baby, you're special. Real special.
Yeah, I'm special. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am a bit special.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah.
And it's
but
great.
You know, I mean, the first step in healing is being able to admit it, right?
Yeah, admit it. That's true.
So yeah, I mean, so I am looking for help out there. If anybody, you know, if you know anyone, psychiatrist,
oh,
I mean, whatever. Philosopher, I think a philosopher will help me. Just tell me what it should be. Anyone? Yeah.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
Gosh.
Thank you.
Andre, okay. Call me after the show. I'm available.
Here is an update on the movie. If you buy the CD and the movie on Amazon.com, shipping is free. And that is what Black Coffee just posted in the chat room. So if you buy the movie and the CD, shipping is free. Yes. All right, people. Amazon.com.
Okay, let me tell you something. This is the funniest interview I've ever had before in my life, really. Because, you know, because I'm thinking about the movie, and I'm thinking about, like, my scenes in the movie, and oh my God, it was funny. It was quite okay. I gotta give you. I'm gonna let you in. Can I let you in?
Yes, please.
No, I shouldn't let you in.
Oh,
okay,
see,
you're
wrong.
Okay,
you're so wrong.
Okay, I'm gonna let you in. The girl in my love interest in the movie, right? We were doing the love scene, and she said to me, like after the first take, she said, you know what? Can you please? I mean, I know we have to kiss, but can you please not make it a tongue kiss? Right?
Really?
I mean, because you know me, I'm like, well, you know, for the character, you know, just, I mean, for the character, I'm going to give it. I'm going to give it all because that's just, you know, I mean, hey, that's just, you know, we actors, right? So I'm going to give it all. Tongue. All. Like, so after she said this to me, I thought about it, and I was like, well, you know, she's supposed to be resisting me anyway. I mean, because that was her character. Her character was that, okay, she kind of liked me, but she wasn't sure about me because I was into the wrong things, and she, you know, she really wasn't comfortable with really being with me, but she was entertaining the thought of it, right? So after she told me off camera not to tongue kiss her, I thought, this is perfect. I was like, this is perfect. She's not supposed to be really feeling me anyway, so I'm going to do it again. and the scene takes place in her kitchen. And I just, I mean, the second time, I just really go for it. And that's the take they kept. Because the look on her face when I tongue kissed her again, even though she asked me not to, is priceless. I loved it. Makes for great TV, y'all.
Indigo Heart, RojackFilms.com, and on Amazon.com. Check that movie out.
Yeah, we're about to get Andre Delano's acting career off the ground here, you guys. He's going to put his musical career on hold, and we're gonna get into movies here because everybody's going to go buy this album. I mean, this movie, that's crazy.
Oh, that's too funny. It's too funny.
Yeah.
Okay, the next song, the Gaga song.
Excuse me, are we going to talk about music now, really?
Yes, we're going into some music now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Dada
okay.
song, that's the next one. Tell us
the
about
Dada
this one.
Song. You know, you'll notice that a lot of this CD is actually the lyrics are reminiscent of maybe, you know, past relationships that I've had. And I know, you know, Maso Fine is really very well connected to the Dada song because it has the same theme. It just tells a bit more about the relationship. You know, Maso Fine talks about the fact that, you know, this was someone I grew up with and I really didn't pay attention to her like I should have growing up. And then she all of a sudden comes back from college and she's really, really fine, right? Well, mm-hmm. the Dada song goes into a bit more detail because it talks about our relationship as kids and how, you know, she was a really good singer and we would sit under the oak tree and I would play sax to her and she would sing to me and, it, you know, it just talks about the relationship. And then when she left, I felt like, you know, there was no one else who believed in me like she did. And then I realized at the, you know, at the, in the end that, that through this song and through the memory and the experiences that we had, that she was with me all along. So that is the story behind the Dada song.
Wow. And can I ask you one real fast before Terry plays the song? You also did a video that's on the front page of your website and, you know, it's all over YouTube. Now, what made you decide to do a video?
Crazy. out of my mind. David Fisher was the director, and he has done a lot of things with BET, and we actually would take the video at a BET executive's house. So, you know, we just knew that BET was just going to suck us up, and it was going to be on. And I ain't seen the video on BET yet, have you? Anyway, how you doing, BET?
Oh, wow.
but anyway, all these backstories tonight, right? But, you know, let me tell you something, though. Best thing I've ever done because, I mean, people go to the website, they see the video, and they really get a good feel for, you know, who I am and my performance and how it's going to, you know, really kind of come off on stage and on the live show. So it's really been a good conversation piece. It's been a great piece to kind of market who I am and what I do. And it was a really fun process. I mean, you know, if you do go on the website, andredelano.com, and you check out the video, I mean, it really looks like we were having fun. And we found little mini-me's, I mean, my love interest in the video. We found a girl that looked exactly like, I'm sure, what she looked like as a little girl, and found a guy to play me. And it was just a lot of fun, and a lot of creativity went into it. And I found a lot of people really liked the video. So it was well worth it.
All right, this is the Dada song.
Start anew. All we did back in the day, there was no me without you. You would sing and your voice was oh so smooth. Do you remember what you did when I would play to you by the oak tree, baby?
Play for you now.
All right, that was the Dada song from Andre Delano's My So Fine CD. Dave Carr says about Andre, he is the real deal, a wonderful talent with an overabundance of soul, passion, and musicality. Amazon.com, one of the reviews from there says it's a must-buy, My So Fine. Tired of wasting your money on average CDs? Check this one out. I especially like the title cut, My So Fine. It's a delicate voice to my spirit. And all of the ratings on Amazon.com for this CD got 5 stars.
Wow.
Jonathan Guidrin, yeah, all of them had got 5 stars. Jonathan Guidrin said, My So Fine is a true start-making turn for one of urban jazz's brightest young lights. All right.
Sorry.
All right.
Hey, I want to go into the chat room. How do I do that?
Okay. Are you on the homepage?
Yep, your page. Are you out actually on your Facebook page?
Okay, you hit the play chat button underneath your show.
Okay, that would be the problem. That's what I can't find. The play chat button. We can, you know what we can do when we play another song.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. In fact, I want to play College Sweetheart. So tell me about that one, and then we'll get you into the chat room.
Well, see now you're getting personal.
Oh, okay. Let's
now you're getting personal. As if the movie were, you know, wasn't bad enough. Now you want to start, you know, tugging on my heart. Terry, why?
Oh my gosh.
Terry Dale.
It's on the CD. You have to tell me the backstory behind College Sweetheart.
I need to pass you some tissue, please.
Oh, honey. Here you go.
I'm joking, by the way. Anyway, all through college I dated this one girl from Georgia. And we were on and off pretty much through my entire college experience, and we couldn't make it work. You know, we couldn't make it work, and she went on. Of course, she's married now. She has a beautiful daughter, and I mean, and I just, you know, on this CD, I wanted to, since I was really reflecting on my life and, you know, college and JSU and stuff like that. I mean, I couldn't honestly, you know, reflect on that period of my life without reflecting on her as well. So if you listen to the song, it's really kind of melancholy. I mean, it's weird because it has a beat that you would think is up-tempo, which it kind of is, sort of. But then it has the mood of the song is really somber, and it's kind of like it's bittersweet for me because it was like I think about all the memories and stuff and the times that we had and that, you know, even throughout all of that, it still just wasn't enough. And sometimes it's not, you know, I'm sure people out there can relate that, you know, you may have a relationship that goes well and, you know, you have some great times, you have some bad times, and then the end of it, you just realize that person isn't for you and you have to move on. And it's, you know, there's a song that says it's so hard to say goodbye, and that is so true, but, you know, the life does go on. So that's the, you know, all this meaning behind the songs. What happened to people formulating their own opinion about the songs?
Yeah. Before I play the song, I have a phone call, so let me take this call. Area code 719, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
What's up, y'all? This is Tony X. How y'all doing?
Hi, Tony. We're doing good. How are you?
What's going on, Tony?
I'm all right. What's going on, man?
What's
good? Not too much. I just wanted to call in real quick, Andre, man, just to say that, you know, I'm a fan. You know, a lot of respect for your playing and your vocals and everything. And
like, you
know, hopefully, you know, I get to hear you play one day, or we'll get to share a stage or something like that. You know,
what are you at? Where you located?
I'm in Colorado Springs, Colorado, but I get out a little bit. So
okay, nice, man.
Yeah,
very nice.
But you know, you're definitely doing your thing, and I'm very supportive of what we're calling Mike. Mike Reynolds can attest to this. You know, we refer to it as like the new generation of smooth jazz.
Right.
That are, you know, changing the game a little bit. I think you and I, you know, and countless other players like, you know, Mark Sanderson, Mike Phillips, Philip Martin,
yeah,
on down the line, just in that category where we're just bringing a fresh new thing to the game. But you, but, my friend, are doing some damage, and I just want to let you know I appreciate that.
Wow, Tony, I mean, let me tell you, I really appreciate you calling in because, you know, and you probably can attest to this too, you really don't really know sometimes how you're affecting people and what people are receiving from you. I think, you know, you do the music and you give from your heart and you hope and you pray that it reaches the heart, you know, of people out there. But sometimes you really just don't know.
Right.
Until interviews like this and when you have people calling in and expressing what your music means to them. So, man, I definitely appreciate this, man. Really, I do.
Oh, it's all good, man. And just about the song that you were just talking about, you know, I can relate to that. There's a song on my record called T.E. Heartbreak, which is about the same thing, you know, about a relationship that didn't work out. And, you know, we
y'all
all go
sax players and y'all women problems, I swear.
You know what's funny? It's funny. If you were to do a poll of just like, you know, people who play different instruments, people who play saxophone would definitely be the most sensitive, for sure. No doubt about it. Because,
right.
I mean, if you think about it, saxophone is the closest thing to the voice.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's, I mean, you know, we have the ability to be able to really exude a voice or a sound that is closest to the human voice. So, I mean, trust. I mean, we feel it, for sure.
Well, I get women started to stop playing some damn drums. Damn, y'all had that many damn woman problem playing sax.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you calling in, but thank you.
Hey, man, not a problem at all, man. Best of luck to you, man, and hit me up on Facebook, man. Let's stay in touch.
No doubt, bro.
All right.
Thank you,
right,
Tony.
Man.
No problem,
thank
Terry.
You.
I'll talk to y'all soon.
All righty.
All right.
Okay, we got another call. Area code 916. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, this is Janice Batchelor.
Hi, Janice.
Hey, Janice.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, Andre. Hey, I just wanted to thank you so much for doing the concert on the river, Sax on the River in Sacramento. You were amazing. And if people don't know, Andre is just a wonderful, wonderful person. He donated his time and came out and did a fundraiser for us. We made some money, and you did it. You did wonderful. And your music is just amazing.
Thank you. You know, it's funny. We keep making references to Sacramento. Janice is the president of the foundation that we actually played for, and it was to bring awareness to all kinds of cancer, but definitely breast cancer, and it's called the Carla J. Williams Foundation. And, you know, Janice, thank you so much for calling in. You know we had fun.
Oh, we had a blast, and you were amazing. I think you opened everybody's eyes up here as to what a, you know, jazz in general. We had a diverse group that came, and everybody had a great time. I got so many phone calls afterwards saying, let's
wow.
do it again next year. So we're hoping to do another concert next year, and we'll be calling you.
And I'll be there.
All
right. Sacramento, y'all.
Yeah, come up to Sacramento. So thank you. I just wanted to thank you again for a wonderful time.
Wow, you know, I didn't even know you would be listening. I really appreciate, you know, you tuning in and definitely call. You know, people call in. We're here. Call. Just like Janice. So thank you, Janice. Thanks for, you know, for
we'll be putting it on Facebook. All right. Thanks, Andre.
Okay. Right.
Thank you, Janice.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.
Look at there. People are listening.
People are listening. That's right. That's right. They tune in to listen to you and your music.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm really going to need some tissue in a minute. This is a bit over here. I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm just joking.
Okay. From the My So Fine CD, this is College Sweetheart. from Andre Delano's My So Fine CD. That was College Sweetheart. I am really enjoying your music. This is a very, very nice CD. So I just want to personally thank you for giving it to us.
Oh, no problem. No problem. I mean, if I had not, you wouldn't be able to play anything, would you?
No, not at all.
Yeah, that was kind of
not
necessary,
at all.
Wasn't it?
Yes, you are.
I'm joking, but no, thank you so much. I do appreciate that.
All right, Miss Anita, you have a question?
Yes, I do. Andre, I'm wondering, what is your song process? How do you sit down and write your music? Do you, I don't know, pick a quiet room? Do you think of songs, lyrics while you're driving? How do you determine which song should have lyrics and which should just be all sax?
That's a good one, question as well. Like, what song yields itself to lyrics? And let me give you a backstory, but with My So Fine. I did that song with a guy named Tony Josephs, and I went over to his studio to just record instrumentals. For some reason, we just said, okay, we're just going to do a day of instrumentals. And I went over there, and he played the track to My So Fine. And I jumped up at the mic, and he said, what are you doing? Your sax is still laying down. And I said, no, this song needs sax. So I started singing, you know, the lyrics. I was just, you know, kind of humming a melody, which ended up being the melody for My So Fine. And he was blown away. He was like, are you going to play sax on this? And I was like, I don't know. I was like, I really didn't know until, you know, the lead part was done, that in the end, because in the end, I referenced back in the day when I used to play the sax for you, and so then I go into playing soprano. But every song is different, you know, and typically my music, it starts with just the music itself. I may start with a drum beat, I may start with a bass line or some chords, but it always usually starts with the track. I was very fortunate on the My So Fine CD that I actually didn't do any of the tracks for the vocal song. I ended up producing That Much, I Love You. So I ended up changing some things, but the other writer actually wrote the track. So it was really cool for me. It was kind of a breath of fresh air to just come in and have someone do the track, and then for me to just have to write the lyrics, because of course on Full Circle I did everything. I did the the lyrics, the music as well. So but as far as lyrics, I usually get inspired to write lyrics when I'm trying to go to sleep. Like, I'll lay down to go to sleep, and I'll be almost there, and I have to jump up because I got a lyric. Oh, wait a minute. And then you went away. I just get all these lyrics and all these ideas of what to write. And then, you know, as soon as I come to this roadblock, I'll say, okay, well, maybe I can get to sleep now. So I lay down again. And then I get inspired for some more lyrics. So, I mean, there's been several times I just stay up the whole night. But I do play the game with myself. I do lay down as if I'm going to sleep, because I know it won't work unless I do that. Because if I say I'm going to stay up all night and write lyrics, nothing. I'll get nothing. Mm-hmm. But when I actually try and go to sleep, that's when I actually get the lyrics. So it's crazy.
Wow. What other instruments do you play? I know you were playing piano on the cruise.
Yeah, I play keyboards. I mainly write on keys.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously sax. I program drums. I'm learning the harmonica. I'm gonna get a guitar because I really love guitar. I think if I had to do it all over again, you probably wouldn't be talking to a sax player right now. You'd be talking to a guitar player. But it wasn't meant, you know, in this lifetime for it to be that way. But I really have a big respect for the guitar and its versatility. I mean, you know, you can do anything on guitar. And if you notice, my music has a lot of guitars because I really love the passion of guitar, you know, like a rock guitar and stuff like that. That's basically it. I mean, the drum programming, the keyboard programming, playing keys, sax, and singing, and you know, tap dance if I need to.
I haven't seen you tap dance yet.
Andre, I think I asked you this question on October 23rd, but forgive me if I for repeating it because I don't remember, and sometimes I can't remember what I wore the day before, and I know that's what Bonnie Fan Carol in the chat room is going to remind me about, so I just wanted to put that out there before she said anything. But you said that it was while you were touring in Spain with Jeff Lober that you realized it was time to break free of the cozy life of a sideman. Now, I wanted to know, did something happen to make you feel that way?
Well, several things happened. Once we got back from that tour in Spain, and we performed at a club called Garden of Eden. It was hosted by The Wave, and it was every week, and they would have different people play. And I was playing that this particular, I think it was a Thursday with Jeff Lober. And that was the last performance I had with Jeff Lober because I was fired the next day because I jumped off stage and started playing to this girl. I did ask him if it was okay. But it was like the Garden of Eden, the whole theme of the place was the fact that they had these belly dancers come out. And they would it was three of them, and they would go around and they would play. They would actually dance. And they picked a song, and they came up. There was no one else on the dance floor, and my solo was coming up. And I went over to Jeff. I said, Jeff, do you mind if on my next solo, can I jump off and play to the girls? He said, sure, go ahead. That was the last time he said, sure, go ahead to me. So I jumped off the stage, the drummer broke it down, whap! And this one girl, I couldn't see nothing but her eyes and her stomach because everything else was, covered. And I played to her, and the audience.
Was that the only one that caught that?
Huh?
No, wait, Mike, I caught it.
Okay.
This wasn't going to be fine.
It was really quite provocative, actually. And all I get now are emails from Jeff telling let me know where he's playing next.
My gosh.
Yeah, I miss you, Jeff.
Wow.
Anyway, that experience happened to me, and then I was performing with Ricky Lee Jones. Remember Ricky Lee Jones? Way back in the day.
Yeah.
I wasn't really that familiar with her music prior to playing with her, but I really got into it and, her hit songs and stuff like that. And, she ended up letting me go as well. And I think I was just in a place where sometimes when you need to break free from something, you start thinking more about your own career than you do of theirs. As a side person, you're there for support. And I understand that. I mean, that's the whole term, or that defines what a side person is. But somewhere along the way, I just said, you know what? I want a legacy as well. I want, I look at Maxwell, who's a great example. Who he's written all these wonderful songs, and his children's children are going to be able to look back and go, wow, great granddaddy did this. So, I always felt like I have much more to offer than just, being someone's side person, even though, I'm great at it. I do a really good job at it. But there's people out there that would say I do a really good job as being a solo artist as well. So I can say that it is much more gratifying to me to have people come and sing my songs when I'm performing them. Than being a side person on someone else's stage. I do have to admit that. So, I think destiny will just take its place and fate will take its place, and we'll see what happens. But I'm really enjoying, because right now I'm kind of doing both. I'm kind of balancing them both. And at some point I won't be able to balance them both. One will just, take over, and, I'm enjoying it all. So when that happens, that happens.
Wow. All right, I want to get in one more song before we let you go, and I'm going to play First Dance featuring Greg Adams. So tell me about that.
Yes.
What's the story behind this one?
Well, this one goes right along with the song I Do, which is like the marriage song. It's really just it's a vow. And, after you get married, you have a first dance. And, this song it has a Spanish flavor with it, kind of like the Sister Caliente and stuff like that. So, and then having Greg in the studio, I mean, to be honest with you, when Greg came to the studio, we recorded about 30 minutes, and then we spent the next 2 hours talking about the business. His performance, and I mean, he's just a great musician. He's very easy to talk to, very down to earth. And actually, it was a pleasure recording with him. It really was a pleasure. And the song reflects it. I mean, it's a perfect marriage between the tenor saxophone and the trumpet. And, the name of the song is called First Dance.
All right. From the My So Fine CD, this is First Dance.
Thank you.
right. That was First Dance from saxophonist slash singer Andre Delano's My So Fine CD. So what's coming up for you, Andre?
Well, you know, for all the people listening out, you know, stay tuned. You know, first of all, too, I would love for people to go and join the email list, and you can find that at www.andredelano.com. That's AndreDelano.com. And at the bottom of that homepage, you can join the email list. You know, definitely please do that because first quarter, a new single is going to come out, and as if I couldn't get any, you know, more personal with my music, I'm doing a song that it talks about my adoption experience and you know, the fact that I was adopted as a youth, and I actually found my biological family when I turned 21. And you know, I'm gonna just tell the story. I mean, so people who, you know, any questions or any person, any people who were curious about my life or whatever, the song is so descriptive, and it's coming out, like I said, in the first quarter, and it's going to be on iTunes, and it's just going to be a download right now because we want to see the activity that we can get started on the new CD, and I'm really excited about it. So, you know, definitely join the website so that you can be on the email list and receive the emails. Oh, wow, Lori G says she was adopted too. I feel you because, you know, I'm looking at the chat while we're having the interview. But let me tell you something. There's a string of, I mean, every person who has been adopted, there's like a string running through us. You know, we have definitely rejection issues and things that we've had to deal with and overcome just being adopted, you know. And the song is called Thank You, and it just, I'm thanking the people in my life for the love. I'm thanking them for the pain. I'm really thanking them for everything because all those things have worked together to make me who I am, and I'm very appreciative of that. And sometimes we like to have, you know, the happiness and the good times without going through the pain, but it's actually the pain that makes you stronger. You know, happiness really doesn't make you stronger. Just, you know, you search for a great time, but it's the pain that makes you stronger. So the song actually represents both. So I'm really excited about this new release.
Oh, well, cool. Well, we look forward to hearing that. Definitely. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for agreeing to come back on and do a second interview with us. I think Anita, we got in just about as much as we could get in. We got in more music.
Yes.
So thank you so much, Andre. I really appreciate it.
No problem. I thank you, and for all the people in the chat room, I'm looking at you talk. I actually tried to get in. It didn't work for me. I registered and everything. I wanted to be there with you. But, you know, thank you for the listeners. Mike, Terry, Anita, you guys have been amazing. And I really do appreciate the support. And, of course, Mike, we're going to continue talking and continue our business relationship. And I look forward to what the future holds. I really do.
Ditto. So do we. Much continued success to you, Andre.
Yes, Andre, yes. Much continued success, and we hope that you make Indigo Hearts Part 2.
Indigo Hearts, y'all.
Keep our eyes and ears out open for that one.
Yeah. Just when you watch the movie, just know that, you know, it's a hobby for me, and I was having fun doing it, and that's all I can say about that with y'all.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
All right.
We love you. We love the music. Definitely pick up the CD, My So Fine. Tell them where they can find the CD.
Well, several places. The CD is on Amazon, as we have discovered during this interview. it's on iTunes. You can also go to www.andredelano.com to pick up the CD. And just type in My So Fine. Do a Google search. See what comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun with it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Delano, thank you again. We really loved having you back on.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Andre.
So,
take it easy.
Hold on. Take care, guys.
Have a good evening.
All right. I don't want to go nowhere. You don't either.
Okay.
Stop playing.
Well,
you know,
stick around.
We got people
in the chat room.
Well,
just sit down, and I'll close out the show. Hang on, and I'll just close out the show. All right, so we have been talking to singer saxophonist Andre Delano. His CD is called My So Fine. You can pick that up on Amazon.com and on his website. And don't forget to pick up the movie Indigo Hearts. You can find it on www.rojackfilms.com and on Amazon.com. And if you buy the movie and the CD, the shipping is free. And as a side note, Andre also appeared in Freaky Friday, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, Bears, Sprung, and Gridlock. Just in case you want to look up those movies too.
What is he doing? What do you have a resume right there? What are you looking at? My God,
Terry, post that list, please. I couldn't catch it all.
I will post that again. Andre has, and I'll just go ahead and say that again. He has appeared in the movie Freaky Friday, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, The Country Bears, Sprung, and Gridlock. Just in case you want to look those up and buy those as well. Okay. All right, Miss Anita, you were wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Terry, for having me. Thank you, Andre, for tolerating me.
Yeah. Thanks for exploiting me. How about that, guys? Thank you.
Oh, thank you for putting me on blast. It was
okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. For Bloco fee, BLKO fee on
that's
Jazz
black
World?
Coffee.
That's black coffee,
black,
honey.
Black coffee. I hope you're listening. You will not see me in the Country Bears, okay? My part was very minimal, okay? On Freaky Friday, the movie with Lindsay Lohan, I'm in the band scene, and I have braids, so you probably won't recognize me there. I look very ghetto.
Okay.
But I was leading the band there. you want to get a real good taste? Yeah, I was looking pretty ghetto with my braids. Yeah.
Okay.
I was doing my Jaheim back in the day, my Jaheim. I love it.
Okay. This Saturday coming up, we are talking to another 17-year-old young artist, saxophonist named Vincent Ngala. So he will be on this Saturday, 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. Tune in for that. I love it when we can talk to these young artists. So tune in for that show this Saturday. Thanks to the chat, my TSJ chatters. I love you guys. You are the bestest. Anisha, Barb, Black Coffee, Bonnie Fan Carol, CD, all of the guests. And we have someone listening in the UK. One of the guests listening in the UK. So thank you for joining us this evening. Javan, Lori, TL Friend, and Tony Exum, thank you for calling in, Tony. And thanks to was it Patricia?
Great.
Janice. Thanks to Janice for calling in as well. Thanks, Janice, for calling in. All right. You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And fan host Anita Ross.
And thanks again to Andre Delano. Until next time, we look forward to Talking Smooth Jazz with you Saturday. Until then, keep it smooth. From the album My So Fine, this is I Do.
Give a vow to be with you.
that could bring our love together. This vow to meet eternity will always be my reason for monogamy. Truly with this song I sing to take this ring to the depth of this uniting. And every little thing I do representing me for you. I wanna go on.